Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kabikian.
Good morning. My name is not Dave Kabikian.
What is your name? State your name.
Good morning. I'm Kim Hance.
It's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Enter and sign in, please.
That's right.
Kim and I are from the Herzog Law Firm, in some combo of Kim, myself, Phil Vacchio, and J. Murray Schaefer are here every single weekend talking to you about estate planning and elder law. It might be home care. It might be long-term care elsewhere.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it might be about just planning around a power of attorney or a will or a trust or what have you. The key is you can't avoid it, Kim. It's going to creep up on you, and you might as well have a plan, I guess.
No, it's true, and it's interesting because we've been throwing around words a lot when we talk. Like, we have this...
What words do you throw around,
well, you
Kim?
Know, like,
let me hear
the vernacular that comes in our profession. So we talk about things like what I am, right? What am I, Dave?
You're a... aging life care coach, aka a geriatric care manager.
Okay.
Yet somehow you don't look that old.
Right. But never gets old. That's our big joke, right?
Yeah.
But we also like kind of been talking like there's this newer sort of like we cycle through things, right? So life care planning is another thing that we've been talking about. And it's interesting. I actually had a phone call from clients of ours who came in and met with Phil not that long ago and did a will. But then they started thinking about all of the other things. So he's 59, she's 53. They have two older sons, but then they have a 13-year-old, and he is currently 90% disabled through the VA. Gets a pension.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of like looking into the future because that, you know, they kind of want to understand what things look like and what should they do for their 13-year-old son to make sure that, you know, assets are preserved or that the future will be looking good for him. So, you know, we kind of talked about VA benefits. We talked about, they might want to come in and think about looking at doing maybe a revocable trust right now because they're so young.
Mm-hmm.
But because of his disability, we also talked about sort of, they're both teachers as well. So what types of things they should be looking at to plan ahead. And I love when we get those kinds of conversations, right? Because the palette is sort of empty. So you can sort of create,
you have a blank slate.
Well, right. And I said, you know, planning is like planning a trip. Like you open the map and you kind of start looking at this is where my destination wants to be.
Sure.
Right. So along the way, what types of things are we going to plan on our road trip? Right. And
well, so Kim, this what you're saying, I love it because it's not just us. So if you were a financial planner, mm-hmm. right, you're going to ask your clients, where do you want, what does retirement look like to you?
Correct.
And you're asking people, what does your long-term care plan look mm-hmm. like to you? Where right. is it going to be? You can still be in the state of New York. Well, I hate New York. All right, well, where are you going to be?
Well, and that was sort of the conversation we had because she's from Spain. So they may consider, you know, half and half, right? Mm-hmm. Spending half the time in Spain and half the time here. So it opened a door, I think, for them to kind of really start thinking about how they're going to plan their future and how they want it to look for themselves. And so often we're on the other side of the conversation with people where we're sitting around a table and it's worst case scenario, right? Like somebody has had an event and then maybe a primary care event, you know, the primary caregiver has also had an event. So now we've got two people that we're trying to figure out things for. And it's just really nice and refreshing to be able to have conversations with folks ahead of time. And I think part of what I like to do is encourage people to have those conversations when they're in, you know, starting that thought process about, you know, I might be retiring in 10 years. What yeah. is that going to look like? And what am I going to do? And, you know, what kind of doors are going to be open for me? And, you know, where do I want my trip to take me? Sort of thing.
And by the way, parts of it are not going to be a very fun part of the trip, but you're going to have to deal with it one way or the other.
And I said the same thing. I said, you know, you're going to occasionally get a flat tire. You may run out of gas, right? So you got
to... you don't want the trip to end. Right. And that's where I come in, right?
And the trip is always going to end at some point, right? Because that's the inevitable. But also just being able to look at sort of that, how do I craft a plan for myself? And so often we're reactive and not proactive. And I think that's the one thing that I really want to encourage people to start thinking about and doing as they sort of start hitting, you know, the prime age of,
well,
you
know. Let's talk about that, because while you were talking, I Googled what that word means. Mm. This is from the National Library of Medicine. They say that it's a medical treatment of the elderly.
Mm.
And that starts at age 65. And I'm thinking, how is that possible? 65 is nothing now.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't like that phraseology, elderly.
Yeah.
Right.
At 65?
Not anymore.
No.
Well,
certainly not.
But so that's interesting, right? So that's why that's why now I'm called an aging life care manager, I'm not called a geriatric care manager because people don't identify with geriatric. But I do think that's true, right? Some people would think, well, I don't need a GCM or a geriatric care manager because I'm not old.
But elderly, what a word.
Yeah.
Smokes.
Right.
So our little theme song is just
when
the Beatles. When I'm 64,
we've
said a bunch of times, that song came out at a time where the life expectancy was 70.
Right?
So when you're 64, you got 5-6 years left.
But it's...
If you're 65 now,
I'll
see you in your
left.
90s.
Yeah.
Yep. No, completely.
Yeah.
I mean, again, having those conversations, you know, we were just talking about, yesterday we met with a group at the Saratoga Senior Center just to talk about long-term care insurance and, met with one of my colleagues, Eileen, and what was so cool is everybody came, they had their policies, they had questions. One of the folks that was there, she's 71, her dad is 95.
Yeah.
Right. He's still... completely independent.
It's amazing.
Right? And she's got an 83-year-old husband. So there's like each decade or each, you know, a different generation there.
Right.
And so what was really cool is she's like, I plan on being my dad at 95, mm-hmm. but at 71, I'm also trying to figure out like what I need to do to sort of plan ahead.
Right.
Well, Kim, between 71 and 95, she's probably not working.
Correct.
So mm-hmm. from the retirement standpoint, just having enough money for life, we most likely don't have any room for additional expenses like long-term care expenses. Mm-hmm. And even if it's just a couple hours here or there, you know, a lot of times I was smiling as you're saying that because we'll meet with a couple and you're like, okay, they're doing their long-term care plan. They're in their 70s. We're talking about their grandkids.
Yeah.
And then they'll just, out of nowhere, say something about their mom or their dad.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, your mom is still alive? And then I do the math, and I guess she's... Everyone's living longer, not necessarily better.
Right.
You got to have a plan. And sometimes the plan is insurance-based. Sometimes it's going to be, you know, Medicaid trust-based.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have so much money, we don't have to worry about that kind of thing.
Right.
And that's a choice, too.
Right.
And we kind of help guide. I mean, I tell people, anyone that'll listen, that I have the greatest job in the world. Because I love hanging out with my clients.
Mm-hmm.
You might have the second best job in the world, Kim.
Because I get to hang out with you.
Well, you got me flummoxed. I was not expecting that. I did not mention, by the way, this is a call-in show. So if you feel like calling us, because you don't want to hear this chit-chat no more, it's 518-476-5900. I was a little down in the dumps yesterday, Kim.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And sometimes the reality of our profession hits.
Mm.
And so I had a client, and we kind of had a really quick turnaround here. We went from no plan to a trust very, very quickly. And it's all only for bad reasons. And it's because there's a diagnosis of a pretty aggressive form of cancer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And if you were in on the signing yesterday, you would not think there's anything wrong. I mean, we're all masked up because the immune level's very low. But we were yucking it up and with lots of laughs and, you know, the normal thing. And then every now and then in the signing, we'd remember the reality.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of...
Hard not to.
Yeah, so I usually dance around, you know, when sure. you know, one of us is not here anymore. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not,
sure.
Where are we going, right? We all know where we're going, but we're not saying when one of you... That, and yeah. at the very end, it like shot through my soul. He said, well, we'll see you soon. At least one of us will. And I just and I realized, you know, the service we provide is super important.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
if we're able to guide people through this process, that's yep. amazing. I know on the long-term care side, it's almost even more grueling, especially for the family, because it's a slow motion
right.
train.
Right.
But I am so thankful that people allow us to help them through that process, and that they think, and you know, at another person who their daughter was in the room for, there's another appointment yesterday, and she said, look, when something happens, just remember to call Dave. Mm. And it might be call Phil, it might be call Jay Marie, it might be call Kim.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But for the, you know, for clients to know that we're going to take care of them. That's why we have the greatest job in the world.
Yeah, no. And I mean, it's, that's why I say, like, when we're talking to families, it's not just coming in and signing a document, right? Like, we're really sitting down and really laying out that roadmap for them, and really looking at it from a broad view. And, you know, we're bringing in the financial advisor or the accountant and sitting around a table and having that conversation, because, you know, there are tax rules, but those tax rules are different than long-term care rules, right? And they can implicate one another. So when you're sitting down and doing some financial planning, particularly for someone for retirement, you want to take in all of those considerations. You want to take in the bigger piece of it so that somebody's retirement can be what they, you know, hope it can be, outside of unforeseen illness and things like that. But that's usually the hardest thing when somebody comes. You know, we've had a couple of really tough ones lately where people have pulled money from places that probably shouldn't have been pulled from, right? And so now we're having to try to backtrack to figure out how we can craft a plan for them that will work. And
there's nothing worse than when someone gets bad information.
Right.
It not only stops us from helping or fixing the issue, it actually, we go backwards.
Yeah.
Because now we have to make up for lost time.
Yep.
When people come in and they say, you know, we need 24/7 care at home, usually it didn't just go from zero to 24/7. There was a whole bunch of times that they needed help.
Yep.
And they'll say, well, we were told we make too much money, and we go through our whole thing. I know we got a couple minutes before the break, but I actually saw something on my way here. It made me think of you, Kim.
Oh.
And...
That's a little scary.
No, that's not scary at all. So there is a house. It didn't look like the biggest house or the smallest house in the world. And at the front stoop, there were three steps.
Mm.
Okay. Driveways on the left, little path, right, walking path to get to the three steps. And this house had, it was like an erector set. They had about 50 feet of ramp.
Okay.
A big Z kind of deal that goes to the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, three steps, that's it, right? And at some point, three steps might not be doable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And rather than leaving their home, right, they, with their family, however, I have no idea what went into the conversation, they figured out a way to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's awesome.
And that ramp
and sometimes
part of it,
for three steps, you need 50 feet of ramp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all doable. If they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, lots of things that we can do, right?
That's great.
And I mean...
So I love the fact that you thought about... You saw a 50-foot ramp and thought about me.
I thought about you, Kim.
Jeez, that's not,
wait
a minute.
It didn't come out the way I wished it would. I guess we should probably take a break on that note, huh, John?
Yeah, sure, why not?
We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show. At least one of us will be here. I don't know if Kim's going to want to still be in the room with me right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
And we're back. My name is Dave Kubikian.
Hey, good morning. I'm Kim Hance.
Kim and I were talking about a little bit of everything, a potpourri, if you will, in the first half of the show. It's a call-in show, and you can reach us at 518-476-5900. And if you want to meet with myself or Kim or Phil or Jay Marie in one of our three offices in Albany, Kingston, and Saratoga Springs, you could call us at 518-465-7581. You could also go to our website, by the way. I keep sending people to our website for these webinars that we have. Mm. We should probably do new ones. Yeah. Lots of change in the last year.
Has it been a while?
Yeah.
Okay. It has been a while,
it's a flow, you know.
Because your webinars
change.
Have been very helpful for my family. So I think...
Well, we have a slide that talks about the impending, you know, 2.5-year look back period, which is less impending now. Certainly is possible for next year. But, you know, but the reason why I like them so much, John, is because you could just press pause and you can say, wait a minute, what was that? And go back and kind of hear the generic 45-minute version of the difference between a will or a trust or what exactly aging
really
in place
handy.
Means.
It's really handy. So.
And sometimes your ears might be burning, oftentimes, probably daily, Kim, because I tell people all the time that, you know, when it comes to a home care situation, it's not just the Medicaid program that can help. And, you know, when you go and see one of those webinars or you do meet with Kim, there's an array of services available in your county or in the state that is going to help the fact pattern. It's not going to be a long-term care help, but it might be, you know, meals on wheels or this or that.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I consider that long-term care, right? Because that's all part of the puzzle. That's all pieces that we put into play. And that's often what I say to people is just because we're talking about long-term care doesn't necessarily... I mean, people immediately go to, like, the nursing home or to even assisted living, right? Like, that's what long-term care means. But really, long-term care means just we've started a point in our life where we need things to supplement to help us remain independent.
Yeah.
You know, it's no different than that ramp that you saw, right? That is something that individual could put into place to help them stay independent because they may be able, you know, it's 50 feet or three steps
50 feet
because...
ramp.
The grade, right? And you want somebody to be able to self-propel themselves. Yep. So if they're in a wheelchair, they need to be able to push themselves or a walker. You don't want it so steep that they require maybe another person still to help them. So a person might be able to manage that ramp by themselves. So that's really helping maintain their sense of independence, their dignity. So sometimes it's as simple as a ramp. Sometimes we have to put a track in the house. You know, there's so many things that we can do.
Grab bars and all that stuff.
That's right.
You know, I think the three of us should go on a stakeout outside that home. I'm so interested to know, is this a single person and they're still
working?
It could
be a young person.
It could be a young person. This is how they get into their
car.
Right.
And,
but where there's a will, there's a way. And then where there's a Kim in particular, there's a way because we know that all these little programs that fill in, you know,
there are lots of things that can fill in those like little cracks we see in the sidewalk.
I was going to go with that. So, you know, community Medicaid might be a big rock.
Right.
And long-term care insurance might be big rocks. But then the day to day, the hour to hour, those are these little fillers.
Yeah.
Checking in on mom, stuff like that.
Right.
Lots of things that we can do.
You mentioned long-term care in the seminar you did. I had the bad news department here, we had an estate administration appointment, an EA appointment, which means, John, that someone passed away.
Oh,
and we're
going
to meet with the family to figure out, do we need to probate anything? What happens to a trust or a will? And what are the next steps?
Right.
And so the widow, a longtime client of the firm, met with her and her son. Her husband had passed away. And they live in an independent senior living place with some assisted living components to it. And she's not mobile. She has a little vehicle that takes her around in her apartment. And one of the administrators said to me, you know, we're going to have to move her to maybe a first floor just to make life a little easier for her and moving around and so on.
Sure.
But they're internally in that community, there's a little aging in place plan, which is, you know, as her needs increase, maybe move her to a more convenient room and so on.
Yeah, good idea.
And when I looked at their estate plan was based on wills and nothing more.
Oh.
And I said, well, I already know if that's the case, it's got to be because they have long-term care insurance. So there's no way you're a long-time older client of our firm and you didn't do a Medicaid trust unless we got oodles and oodles of money or we have long-term care insurance, right? Something like that.
Mm.
And as it turns out, they have long-term care insurance. And the question was, that's wonderful. What's your coverage these days?
Yeah.
And we ended up spending the entire appointment looking for envelopes and looking for this and looking for that to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
And husband had a binder that had like a skull and crossbones on it. Do not open, right? You know, like private. And in there, sure enough, was the long-term care info. $511 a day of coverage.
Okay.
Which in the grand scheme of things, John, if a skilled nursing facility is $550 to $600 a day.
Yeah. That's great.
And they have $511 just from this policy. And then they have her Social Security and her other forms of income.
Right.
We're locked and loaded. We're great.
Yeah. Mm.
And then it's just trying to find that care. And so it all made sense. And they used to own a house. They sold it. So it's a fact pattern that checks the box of avoiding probate.
Mm.
Right. They have beneficiaries on their things like retirement accounts, their finances. So when she passes, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
They do have grandkids. And we talked about the idea of maybe a revocable trust. So we can have rules on the money in case they want to start giving to grandkids or not, up to them.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, we're just going to update a power of attorney healthcare proxy. Easy peasy. Everyone moves up a spot. We're going to add a child that was not in the mix to be a backup now, that kind of thing. And it's just a really great example of there's no cookie cutter anything.
Right.
Not everyone needs a trust.
Yep.
Not everyone has to have a Medicaid trust.
Right.
Even when a spouse dies, it doesn't mean that the plan falls apart. In fact, in a weird way, it's part of the plan.
Yeah.
Because we're taking that into account. And it was just one of these nice little fact patterns. We're a long-term client. And, you know, another one of those pulled the heartstrings in the appointment description. It said, only wants to see Dave. Why did they want to see me? Because she started with me.
Yeah. Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's the other really nice thing at our firm, is that there's a lot of longevity, and we like to see it.
Well, they become an extension of our family, which is what's so cool. I mean, somebody that Jay, you know, was Jay Marie's client back in 2019. We did a community Medicaid app, you know, got them all taken care of. 2020 got services. 4 years later, the need has grown, right? So they come back into the fold and we sit down and kind of talk about what the options are and, you know, help them. You know, the care coordinator was saying, we've maxed out what we can do. And I'm like, okay, but there's another program.
Kim was like, hold my beer.
I'm like, there's another program we can access. Why we should have been looking at this 3 years ago, you know, sort of thing. So we always encourage families, like, just because we get through the initial process with you doesn't mean that we're not here for, you know, we're here for the duration. Like, we're here for the, you know, I was sitting the other day, I'm coming up on, you know, being at the firm for 7 years. And when you look around at our staff, like, we've got longevity too, which is really great. And so people can come and back and see Dave. They can come back and see me or whomever it was that they originally worked with. And I think that's pretty cool.
Well, that and just internally, it's always, you know, we have every 2 weeks, John, we have a Medicaid meeting,
right?
So yesterday we had a Medicaid meeting. It took a while to get everyone on the phone and this and that with all the different locations.
Oh, yeah.
But what do? We're talking about fact pattern. Here's what we're seeing. Hey, there was this this county that did this crazy decision, and were able to show them they were wrong, or you know, one of the fact patterns. I said, Kim, I got someone who needs help immediately, and I don't know how long they have with us.
Yeah,
but we know that between now and that moment, there'll be lots of care that they're going to need.
Wow.
How quick can we do it? And we were talking about different holidays. Is it going to be Halloween? Is it going to be Thanksgiving? Is it Christmas?
Yeah.
Just so the family can gauge whether it's going to be worth it to hire us for some of those things.
Sure.
And you know, we, they're extension of our family, Kim, which means that we also want to take care of our family. We don't tell our family to do something they don't have to do.
Right.
And we give them, you know, a lot of times they say, what would you tell your mother? And I'd say, this is what I would tell my mom.
Right.
And because that's kind of the truth of it, and the ability for us to say, hey, remember what we did, you know, on that file, you know, 7 years ago or whatever. That's always super, super helpful. Kim, I have a speaking engagement coming up on Tuesday. It's a running one. It's my favorite one. It's with the New York State Teachers Retirement System.
Oh, okay. I thought like. Physically running.
Oh, no. Please. That would be the worst presentation.
Yeah,
are you kidding
me?
Can
you imagine?
Yeah. Jeez. And that one, we're trying to replicate it all over. So if you're listening out there and you're saying, this is all very interesting, we're happy to talk wherever you want us to talk. Mm-hmm. We can bring Kim with us, too, for a nominal fee. No fees, of course. Just kidding. But the idea is just getting out there. So, you know, yesterday you were talking at the Saratoga Senior Center.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't doing it because you're trying to make a buck. We're talking about long-term care insurance, right?
Well, That's not even, I have nothing to do. But,
yeah.
Right.
But it's a piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And you know, if you think about healthcare, long-term care is a big word. Healthcare is a big word. But in healthcare, there's going to be a cardiologist at some point.
Right.
There's going to be a general practitioner. There might be a you know, dermatologist, dentist, this or that, and all of them play their role in what is your health care.
Yep.
When it's long-term care, a big piece of it, a really big piece of it, is going to be private paying and Medicaid.
Mm.
But there are other pieces to that puzzle.
100%, right? And it's the team that you put together to kind of help guide you through that process and get you to where you want to be.
Yeah, and all those people that went to that seminar you did with their policies in hand to understand what it means and what an elimination period is and what this is, what that is, they also probably own real estate, and they're also likely going to pass one day. They probably have loved ones and charities and friends that they want to leave money to.
Mm-hmm.
So they still need to do the estate planning piece of that puzzle.
Right.
The estate plan is part of that elder care, part of that long-term care plan. Unfortunately, it's the end of it. But it's extremely important, right?
Right. It's still a part of it and probably one of the most important parts because it allows you to stay in the driver's seat for the largest portion of what you can.
Wow. This has been a jam-packed show. We got 1 minute left, says John. He wrote it down.
Right, 1 minute.
Well, I got to say, it's officially late August.
I can't.
I don't even know.
Man.
It kind of, you know, I felt like May and June were super slow.
Mm-hmm.
And they were great. May was a nice long month, beautiful weather. And then July 4th happens.
Yeah.
And then we're here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And then a week and a half, it's Labor Day.
Looking ahead at the calendar, I mean, really, I'm trying to plan, you know, a couple of like speaking in like
November.
This date. Right. Yeah. And that's when we were saying, like, September and October are crammed with stuff. And we're all over the place. Which is awesome,
yeah,
and I love it. But I'm just it's insane that I'm talking about scheduling stuff in November because I don't have room in September. Like
it's the circle of life, Kim.
A couple of weeks
of
in September
in a law firm that does estate planning and elder law, it never ever ends.
No, it doesn't. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.